So I'm just, you know, honored to be here with you today. Every time Pastor asks me to share with you, it's really an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. I miss him. He's not here, but I love seeing his face up on the screen. He is obviously at Church Unleashed in Long Island, along with Josiah, and we'll see them later on today. But whenever they're not here, they're missed. Am I right? Yes. So, you know, anytime he asks me or anytime I'm up here speaking with you, I don't take it lightly. It's very serious. It's a very sacred thing to do, to be able to share the platform, because I don't want to communicate anything to you from me. I want what I communicate to you to be from God. I want it to be from the heart of God, because when it's from the heart of God, it pierces and penetrates your heart and your soul, and it makes an impact on you. So today, you know, I'm speaking to you. We've been talking for the last 4 weeks on this whole emotionally spirituality journey, right? We've been talking about what it's like, you know, to go back, to go forward. We've talked about how to journey through the wall. Today, we're going to be talking about enlarging your soul through grief and loss. Ouch, right? I heard some ugh. But I promise to you that it will be worth it. How many of you can remember drinking cod liver oil as a kid? Right? I don't know. It was awful, right? It was so bad. But somehow, after you drank it, you felt better. Right? No? Well, I felt better. Maybe it was just wishful thinking. But you're right. It was awful. So today will be a cod liver oil moment, okay? It'll be a moment where you're like, ugh, you know, this doesn't feel good. I don't want to have to deal with grief and loss. I don't want to deal with that. But I promise you that when you do, I promise you that you will be better for it. When we think of loss, a lot of the times we think of death, right? And it is loss. Loss is death. Loss is losing a loved one, a spouse, a parent, a child. But we, you know, loss has come in many different forms. We know that. They come in different forms. Betrayal, loss of a dream. But how about the loss of youthfulness? Hello, right? Women, we know that no amount of cream, collagen, exercise regimen, vitamins, diet will bring back our youth. Right? A lot of stuff going south now. Right? A lot of things are going south. And no amount of spandex and girdle or anything like that. It'll hold it together for a moment, but you know when you go home what it really looks like, right? Let's be honest. So the loss of youthfulness. How about the loss of our dreams? A career. A marriage, maybe children we had hoped for. The loss of routine and stability. COVID has wrecked us, right? In the last couple of years, transition,